Good talk. Welcome back, I guess, to another season, Baruch Hashem, this is our 13th winter. Just the only difference, I guess, this year is Mishana Mokum, Mishana Mazel. We're in a different place. Hopefully, it will be to the better. We're doing Mitzvah this winter. We're starting with Hilchos Umnim, that's Simen Shin Vav. It's very sadistic. It comes out Lamaisa, actually, rather on a number of situations. Tonight, Mitzvah, we're just going to really cover just the Hagdama, the basics of Hilchos Umnim. And Mi'at Hashem, as the weeks go on, we'll be able to develop it and hopefully get more halacha l'maisa. But tonight's Mi'at Hashem going to be the yisaidis of Hilchos Umnim, at least the first part, the beginning part of Hilchos Umnim. It's kedai to have a backdrop. I guess let's start with the first line. The Chanark says, "Kol umnim shem risacha heim." All the umnim are shem risacha. So right, that means there's a degree of achrayis that an umnim has, that if you give someone to fix something, you give your tailors your suit to clean, he's an umin, he has to clean your suit, he's a service provider, and if something goes wrong with that suit, then he's chayiv, if it's gneva v'aveda, he has a degree of responsibility like a shem asaka, which is chayiv for gneva v'aveda. Whereas a shem achina would be pot and gneva v'aveda, wouldn't be chayiv for shia, he happens to be a shem asaka, and he'll be chayiv for gneva v'aveda as well. Okay, right, so that's what we're going to discuss. Fine. So that's the halacha, the kol umnim mishayim misachahim. Now, where is this coming from? So the Gemara, it's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says also the same thing, kol umnim mishayim misachahim. And the Gemara wants to know, to understand the reasoning behind this. Why is an umnim mishayim misachah? Why is he more of a shaymer than just a regular shaymachina? Where is he getting paid for the shmir? Like you pointed out, there is no payment for the shmira itself. Normally, Shem is like, I pay you to watch. And now you're a watchman, you're a paid watchman, so you're chayef. Over here, I'm not paying you to watch, I'm hiring you to do a service. Why all of a sudden do you take on the degree of a chayef like a Shem is like? So the Gemara gives you a backdrop. It moves over to a different Indian. There's an Indian called a seicher, someone who rents. If you rent tables, you rent a car, you rent something, what degree of responsibility do you have if you're a renter? So the Pasuk says, you're not a shoyel. That's what the pasuk says. Shoyel, no, you're different because you're baba scharei. So you're not a shoyel. You're not chayv ba'inzin. Okay, so now we know you're not chayv ba'inzin. But what are you? And the pasuk leaves it hanging. Are you a shem achinim or are you a shem asacha? And that's a machloikis tenoim. So the Gemara brings down a machloikis. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Meir holds that a seicher is like a shem achinim. Someone who rents only has a degree of responsibility like a shem achinim. And Reb Yehuda holds he has a din like a shem asacha. So now, knowing that machleik is by a seicher, the Gemara then says, what about, let's go back to umin. So the Gemara, l'chayru umin is just like a seicher, in lamdis. What is a seicher? A seicher is also not getting paid to watch the item. But he's deriving hanah from the item by having the item, his shtamshes from the item. He could use it. He's actually paying for that shtamshes. But he's still deriving pleasure from the item by him, that he's renting the item, he has the item to use. So a seicher is a machlekes from Meir Rabbi Yehuda. Is he a shem achinam because he's not being paid? Or is he a shem asacha because he is deriving pleasure from the item that's by him? And Rashi eloquently says that had he not been paying for his rental item, he would be a shoyel, which is chayiv even b'ainzin. Because he's paying, so he's being mativ to the bailam as well, he lowers his standard, he's not a shoyel to be chayiv b'ainzin, he'll only be like a shem asacha to be chayiv for gneva v'aveda, because he is deriving pleasure. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Ramei says, no, he's only a shoyel mechinam, because he's lemaisa, he's not being paid to watch it. So the Gemara compares umnim to a seicher. So the Gemara says like this, that umnim, L'chayr is the same thing. Late Rabbi Yehuda is gevaldik. Late Rabbi Yehuda holds that a seicher is chayif a gneva v'aveda, or umin is also chayif a gneva v'aveda, because even though he's not being paid to watch it, but he's deriving pleasure from having the item by him. That's how he's making his wage. The tailor or the cleaner wants to have the suit by him to be able to clean it, because with having the suit by him, he'll make money. He'll be able to make the wage of the cleaning. So that service provider wants the item by him. So he's deriving pleasure from having the item by him. So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that a seicher is kishrei masakha, even though he's not being paid to watch, so an umin would also be kishrei masakha. But if you hold like Rabbi Meir, that a seicher is not a shayma sacha, then a woman should also not be a shayma sacha. Memela zakta gemara name her that our Mishnah, who says that a woman is like a shayma sacha, is going like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Reb Meir. And we don't like to do that because that Mishnah is like Reb Meir. We try to get the Mishnah like Reb Meir. But the fact the gemara kilu that it's going to come out that the Mishnah who says that a woman is a shayma sacha is like Rabbi Yehuda shita that seich is like a shayma sacha and not like Reb Meir shita that a seich is like a shayma chinam. Because a woman is like the din of a seicha. That's how the Gemara starts off. Comes along the Gemara and says, no, maybe you could say that Remeya is Maida. That even though Remeya holds a seicha is like a shemechinam, an woman will be a shemechinam for a different reason. And that is that since he had the ability to choose many different umnim, he didn't have to choose me, he could have chosen a different umnim to do his work. And he chose me to be his service provider. He ignored everyone else and he chose me to be his woman, to give me the job. He's giving me the ability to earn a wage. Maybe that hana causes me to be a shayim esacha. Oh, we're going to talk about that. Wow, 1 second. Fine. That's what the Gemara suggests. The Gemara says, if you're going to do that, then why don't we say the same thing by Yisaycha? By Yisaycha, he could also have the same lumdis. By Yisaycha, let's say the exact same thing. But here, no, you could have rented this table or this car to who knows how many people. And you decided to rent a car, Badafka, to me instead. You did me a toiva. I was desperate to have a car. I needed to go out on a date. And you mamish did me a gvaldika toiva. You rented me this car. If not me, you would have rented someone else. I would have been carless. What would I mean? So you also went out of your way to do me a favor, quote unquote, to rent me the car. So by Yisaycha, that's where I should also say that I'm a Shema Zohar. And nevertheless, we see Lahed, you're not like that. Reb Meir holds that Yisaycha is only a Shema Chinem. So Gemara says, Al-Koch, this Svar is not a good Svar. Because if this Svar would be applicable, then it would be applicable even by Yisaycha. The Gemara says, no, let's try a new thing. The Gemara says, I have a different Svar. I'm skipping a bit of Gemara in the middle, but I want to get to the punch. The Gemara says, Umen is different for a different reason. Umen is Tofes Leia Agri. He has the item as a mashkin against the wage that he needs to collect from me. What's the case of a woman? Let's go back to our case that he's a cleaners. So you give me the suit. I charge you $5 to clean your suit. I might have to run after you to get that $5. So I have a simple solution. I don't, no tiki, no washi. I don't give you back the suit until you pay me. So the suit is collateral against payment. The suit forces you to pay me. It's a mashkin. So since I'm toughest leya agre, I'm holding the item against pay. It's like every mashkin, when you hold the mashkin against a hava, you become a shemesacha on that mashkin because you derive pleasure by having the mashkin by you. So too, every uman will have that din that is a shemesacha on the item because by having the item by him, it's leverage for him to get paid. Imagine him by Seicha, you don't have that. The Seicha is the renter is trying to pay yen, so he has no benefit of a mashkin out of the thing that he rented. So taka by Seicha, Remeo hold your shema chinam. And umin is different because you have a new svar of tafas leya agri. So that's the first, I guess, teretz of the Gemara rests with, the Gemara allows, is that umin is different because you're tafas leya agri. Comes along the next piece of the Gemara, V'i Ba'iseima, here's what Gemara is in Messiah, V'i Ba'iseima, you want the Mishnah to go like Remeya, no problem. Some people say that the Machlif, that the Machloikas remain Rabbi Yehuda by Seicha is Punkfaket. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that Seicha is a Shemachinim, and Remeya is the one who holds that Seicha is a Shemachinim. And if you want the Davka or Mishnah to stem with Remeya, no problem. Let's flip around the Machloikas remain Rabbi Yehuda by Seicha, where Remeya would be the one who's saying that a Seicha is Kishemachinim, and Mamela, Umin is Kpashit, Umin just like Seicha, and that's why Umin is Kishemachinim. So at the end of the day, basically the Gemara has two mahalchim, why an ummin is like a shayim esacha. One mahalach is, at the end of the Gemara, we'll start with that one first, is simple, because a seich is kishayim esacha, and an ummin is just like a seicha, that even though you're not being paid to watch it, but you're deriving pleasure by having it, that's enough to cause you to be a shayim esacha. And the other mahalach is, that ummin is special, that even if seich is only kishayim achinam, ummin is special because you're toughest leya agrei. You have the item, you could hold back the item as a mashkin against collateral, against getting paid for your service. So at the end of the Gemara, you have two mahalachim, either ummin is like a seicher, like the Shem Mezalko, or Umin is better than a seicher because he's tough as Leah Agri. Lahalako, we paskin that a seicher is kishay mezalko. In Shin Gimel, we paskin a seicher is kishay mezalko. So if you ask simply, why is an Umin like a Shem Mezalko? Simple. Because a seicher is a Shem Mezalko. Lahalako, a seicher is kishay mezalko. So it's simple that an Umin is going to be like a Shem Mezalko because the Umin is just like a seicher. In Lumdis, he's just like a seicher, even though he's not being paid to watch it, but he's getting pleasure by having the item by him. So that alone makes him into a Shem Mezalko. There might be enough kaminis why you need the Surah Tafas of the Agri in certain situations, but Kipshuta, the reason why Umin is Kishay Mezalko is because he's just like a seicher, which is Kishay Mezalko. And that's why the tour, at the very beginning of the Awe Simen, he starts off and Itaka says it. Umin is Kayev, call Umin Shem Mezalko. Why? Because they have a Nob and Masha Mistakrin with the Chefetz Etzlam. Because they have the Chefetz by them, they're getting a Nob by having it that generates income for them. With that, they're able to earn a wage. That alone is enough to be Mechayev them like a Shem Mezalko. Sorry? The Gemara fell off of the Svaro that you shavak le kuli alma, you're ignoring everyone else, and you're choosing me bedavka. That the Gemara fell off of, because that Svaro you would have by Seicher as well. But the Etzim Svaro, that a Seicher, if you hold like Kepshuta, the Seicher's Kachay Mezalko, that's not because you ignored everyone else. Damn! Lemaisa, this Chefetz by me is causing me hanah because I'm using it, I'm getting a shtamches out of it. That alone is mechayiv, like a Shem Mezalko. So too over here, the umid, forget, you had choices. You didn't. The idea is that since you gave me the chayfis, and that's generating income for me, that alone is enough to make it that I'm chayiv k'shem Mezalko. So, and it's a tour, and it's a Ravid, and it's a Rashi, and it's a Ritva, and a Ramban, and Iran, and Toysis, and the Tzogit. I'm making a point, an emphasis to say this because there are going to be, Mitzvah, when we see, there are going to be some Rishonim who might indicate, not like that, and come on to a Surah Tafas Le'agri. But Kipshuta, in the way the Torah brings down, is the reason why at Umin is Kishay Mesaka, is because he has a know that the Chefetz is by him that generates income, just like a Seicher has a know. That even though he's not being paid to watch it, that's, who cares? You have a know by having it by you, that's enough to make you into a Shay Mesaka. Alright. This is the Hagdam. This Hagdam is very important. We're going to refer back to it, hopefully a couple of times tonight. Halacha Lamaisa, a number of stories. Okay, let's start now with a Sma. The Sma in Sivkot and Aleph, look at the third line. Ubedrisha hechachti, didavka b'umin, only by an umin, the davka ba'umin, the kablon is ka'oma davishay masaka. Mashenkin poil, which is a schiyoim, will not. Rishma is already, at the start of the simin, he's raising a very good point. What we're talking about, perhaps, and that's what he's suggesting, is davka by a kablon, not by a schiyoim. What does it mean, a kablon, a schiyoim, kipshutai? A kablon gets paid for the job. Take him a minute, take him a year. Gets paid for a job. Build me a house. Okay, you get paid for that. Clean me a suit, whatever it is. If it takes you a minute to clean a suit or an hour to clean a suit, you're getting paid for cleaning the suit. So you're getting paid for the job. You could do the job at your own time. You don't have to do a punkt a second. That might also go into the fact. But the idea is that a cow is being paid for the job, its totality. A schir yoim gets paid an hourly wage. I do finish the house. I don't finish the house. The Mexican who works in the cleaners, who's cleaning the suit, if he finishes cleaning the suit and it's 5 o'clock, he doesn't finish at 5 o'clock and he leaves, he gets paid the hour. What's going to be? Tomorrow someone else will have to finish cleaning the suit. He gets paid the hourly wage. Nothing to do with performance. I don't have to perform. I don't have to finish the item. I just get paid for an hour. Obviously, I mean, if I'm about to, I'll be fired. But I'm getting the wages dependent on just an hourly wage because I'm your schir yoim. I'm your eved for the hour. I'm doing my maisi adayim is to you, whatever it is. Okay, so that we'll have to discuss in Shin Lama Gimel, but it might be a Makloikis. But Kipshutai, the fundamental chilek is a kablin gets paid for the job and a skayem gets paid for the hour. So Smas starting off right away and making a major yisaita, he's laying down a gevaldika chinish, that this whole halakha, that a umen is kishay mezalko, is if only he gets paid for the job. If he gets paid for an hour, he's yisker yoim, then he's not a shay mezalko, he's only a shay mechina. A blitz chiddush of the Sma. And now he's going to explain, he's going to give two reasons why he thinks that a Schir Yoim is different than a Kablon. So now, Ubedrisha Echachdi, the Davka Be'umin de Kablon is called Madavishay Mesaka. Meshenkin Pearl Schir Yoim. He's Mechiket from some Deyukim in the Torah and the Gemara. The Achrenim hold is the Yukim aren't really the Yukim, whatever, they don't really go with them. But here comes this far. V'after, he's bothered by, V'after L'chayra, Hay Taimu, Shai Gan Kim B'Schir Yoim, the same reason that a Umin, a service provider should be a Shai Mesaka, is applicable for a Schir Yoim as well. A Schir Yoim should also be a Shai Mesaka because of that. Yesh L'chalek, came into Aschir Shanais Nilahen. Since the Schirs that are given to them, Einui B'Shvil Ashmira, it's not for the Shmira, Ela Avur HaMelacha, Shemisaknin V'Oiskin Boy. The reason why they're being paid is for the Melacha that they're performing. Ela Shebehanah Shemnosnu Le Lesakin V'Loi La'acher. So why is an Umim become a Shem Esalka? It's because the Hanah that the owner decided to give them the job and not to someone else. B'Oisei Hanah Machashiv L'Shem Esalka. That's what causes the Umim to be a Shem Esalka. V'Hanah Kezu, this Hanah that he chose this Umim and no one else, Ein Eshaycho Kiyim B'Kablin. It's only applicable by a Kablin. Shemeneach Oisei HaMelacha B'Yadai. He gives it to him, he leaves the item there, Ad Gomrai, until it's finished. V'Nosnu Le'Skar, and he pays him. So when he chooses an umin, when you give your suit to the cleaners, your intent is that you're giving it to the cleaners to keep forever, till the job is finished. So you're already committing to pay him for the full job. By Schir Yoim, you're not committed to use him till he completes the job. You can give him today a little bit to work. If he's not finished tomorrow, you get someone else to clean, you get the janitor to clean. He doesn't finish, you'll get another janitor to clean. It doesn't pass like this, Matt, to say that you're choosing me and you're giving me a special ano, because you didn't give me because you chose me. Because I was there. It's only because I came. What's my raya that you didn't choose me, Bedavko? Because tomorrow you're going to give it to someone else. So you see, you didn't choose me. You realize you asked me to do it because I was around. But you didn't make it a special toiva for me by choosing me to do the job. So his first pshat is that a kablon, where you give him that he could keep to finish the job. So you chose me to do the job. It's a balabata shanafkamina. Mashenke vayet poyel esker yayin. Labdavka, you chose me. You see that tomorrow you'll choose someone else to finish the job. So you're not choosing me, Bedavka. Therefore, I don't have a special hano, but you giving me this job opportunity. And Mameila, I don't have this special hano. I'm not going to be a Shayim Esaka. That's this ma's first chilek. And Yetzirah, we're going to get to it. It's a pella. His whole chilek is geboit on the svara that you chose me over everyone else. That's very nice. So have a mean of the Gemara. And the Gemara was doiched that. The Gemara says it's not true, because then El Bezai by Schir Yoim should have said the same Svara. And the Gemara falls away from it and never had that Svara. In the Maskona. Yeah. Okay, but the problem is it comes out of Shtekel Modna then, because the beginning of the Gemara was Deichet, and now you want to say at the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara was Machlev, Remain Rabbi Yehuda, and holds that even a Seich is Kishayim Besakha, so maybe say that that's good for the Svara of Meir, why Seich is Kishayim Besakha. Yeah, but by the problem is that the Rishayim say not like that. The Rishayim say the reason why Seich is Kishayim Besakha, and you see the Havin Gemara was like that too, the reason why is not because of this Svara. The reason why Seich is Kishayim Besakha is because he has a no that he's using the item. Not because you chose me special. Stam, if you rented me the item, I'm having a no from the item. That alone makes me into Rishayim Besakha. And all the Rishayim often not say that. Rashi to start with, and they all say that is Prat. And you see, the meaning of Gemara is also like that. Because the Gemara only said that's right as if it's a new Svara. The Gemara knew that a Umin is like a Soicha. The Gemara said, no, even then you'll have this Bayan, no, the Shavu Kuliyama. So you see, it's a different Svara. It's not the Svara why. So when the Gemara comes back at the end and says the Umin is like a Soicha, so you don't need this Svara. So the Sma is making a whole chilik, geboit on a half a meter of the Gemara was Doicha. Pella of a Sma. Okay, that's one chilik of the Sma. Continues the Sma. Voideish lechalek, another chilek between a kablin and a schir yoim. Voideish lechalek, the stam kablin, oisa hamalacha bebeisoi, vishayek boi shmiras hakelim meganovim mebeisoi. Now, another balabatish chilek. A kablin generally takes the work home on his own premises and does the work in his own shop. So Mamela, he's responsible to watch it because it's by him. Meshenkim Schiyoim, Mistamahu Isa Malacha Bebeis HaBailam. Stama Schiyoim does the job on your territory, on the Bailam's territory. Mamela Ein Hashmir Alav. Why should he watch it for? Let the Bailam watch it. Let's say you hire me to wash your floors. So I should watch, I should be a shema on your items in the house. You're in your house too. You go watch it. Why should I watch it? Bishlama, if you give me an item to fix and I'm taking it home to my house or to my shop, you're not around. So obviously I'm supposed to be watching this because if not me, who is watching this? No one. So obviously it's understood I'm going to be watching it. But if I'm doing a job by you, why am I supposed to be watching it? You watch it. Why should I watch it more than you? So I was never mekabel the shmir on it. You were never, in other words, in the Bailam were never nistalku mishmirosim. The Bailam never left watching the item. Since they never left watching the item, memela, it's my memela, it's not my responsibility to watch it, because let them watch it. If I took it away from the Bailam, so now it's by me, so now I have to watch it. But if it's by them, and memela tismah, balabatish, normally kablonim take the item out of the house, and normally payalim skiyayim work on the Bailam's premises. So this, according to this second shot, you're not a shema at all. That's what the Bach points out. Lahed, you're not a shema at all. You're not even a shema chinim. You're nothing. Why am I watching it? Very good. Why am I watching it? You're supposed to be watching it. So it comes out there are two pshatim of the sma to be mechalik between a kablin and a skiyayim, and there's a fundamental nafkamina between the two pshatim. The first pshat of the sma says whether you chose me special, or kablin, you choose me special. Makin a skiyayim, you don't choose me special. So like that pshat, it's going to come out that a schir yoim, even if he takes the item to his own house, he won't be a shoyim esacha, because you didn't choose me special, because tomorrow you're going to hire somebody else. Mashenkin, like the second pshat of the sma, that's totally where you're doing the work. If a schir yoim will take the item home, then avada, he will be a shoyim esacha. So there's a pashar nafkamina between the two pshatim, but negeh where the schir yoim is chayv kishoyim esacha when he takes the item home. One nafkamina, and another nafkamina is even a nafkamina by a kablan is a nafkamina. Like the first pshat of the sma, a kablan is a kablan, schayiv b'shmir, shay mesaka across the board. You chose me. Meshagim, like the second pshat of the sma, ventzach where I am. If I take the item to my shop, then I'll be a shay mesaka. If you'll have a kablan who does a job on your premises, then you're not a shay mesaka. Let's say you have a guy who installs water filters in your sink. And he comes down to your house and he installs and you don't pay him by the hour, you pay him for the job. And while he's doing it, he cracks your sink. I don't know, he breaks something. Sorry? Or a tailor, whatever. So as long as he's coming to your house, according to the second pshat of the sma, you will not be a shoyim mesaka, you won't even be a shoyim mekabel, you won't be a shoyim at all. Who asked you to watch it? The Bailam should watch it. So it will come out that, like the second pshat, even a kablan, if he's working on the Bailam's premises, he will not be a shomer at all. Two chedushim of the sma. And if you put both roots together, it will come out that you could only be a shomer zocher if you're a kablan who's working on your own premises. But if you're working on the Bailam's premises, not. And if you're a sker yoim, also not. A big chedush of the sma, a big hamasa in this whole sif. It's a bigger hamasa. Because no one makes his chilek, but chlal, and the Mishnah says, kol ha'umnim shem mesaka, across the board, and Tosfos at the beginning of the perek, lays a vek that the Lashon in Shas, whenever it says umin, it refers to both a kablan and a schir yoyim. And here the Mishnah says, kol ha'umnim shem mesaka, hey, it sounds to me that it means kol ha'umnim shem mesaka, both a kablan and a schir yoyim, no matter what, you're a shem mesaka. But this is a chidush asma, he wants to be mechalek between a kablan. Sorry? Lamais, he's using these words Lamais, he's paskining on it. And therefore? Not Mistava like that, because he says, the stamka oisem lok bebeisi. He means, so if he does it in the guy's house, since normally he does it bebeisi, I don't know if that's Mistava like that. Yeah, I still, That's what he wants to say. I learned this ma that just means that to loshen kol omnim is because normally we're talking about where you'd bring it into your own chapel, into your own house. Mashen kein, skir yom is not like that. But that it comes out the sma is being mechalub between a skir yom and a kavna. Sheet is a sma. Comes along the Bach and argues with the sma. And the Bach says that there is no chilek between a kablan and a schir yoyim. No matter what, even a schir yoyim is chayiv kishayim mitzaka. So Pasha made a nafkamina lamaisa. A guy hires a schir yoyim, and there's many, many tshuvas on this. If you have a schir yoyim, is he a shayim mechinim or shayim mitzaka? Like the sma, you're a shayim mechinim, and like the Bach, you're going to be a shayim mitzaka. However, the Bach does agree with the second shot of the sma. He says, but ad kan, there's no chilek between a schir yoyim and a kablan. But ad kan are you shayim mitzaka only if you bring the item out of the house. But if you work inside the Bailam's house, saya umen, saya kablan, saya schir yoyim, saya kablan, saya schir yoyim, you're not even going to be a shayim mechinim, you're not a shayim at all. So that's, the back is from the furish, not like you, right? That if you're working in, he makes a schilek between, we're working in the house or not, and there's no chilek between a kablan and a schir yoyim. The only thing, kablan schir yoyim is when they work on their own premises, if they work on the Bailam's premises, they're not even a shayim mechinim. Oh, even in their own premises. Pashtas. We're going to see. Maybe we'll get it clear, but pashtas.
What do you do with your place? Even according to the Bach, why would that make it?
No, kala umnim means kala umnim. So this grad, the Shaila was asked, is an Achron who asked this grad on Shas. One second, let's see if I can find him. I saw one of the Achronim asked the Shaila, and he said it's not a shver because b'yisoid you have the hana to be a shayim mesaka. The only reason why you're not shayim mesaka is because the Bailam is still there. They were not mstalik mishmira. So it's kala umnim that become shayimrim are shayim mesaka. If you never became a shayimer because the Bailam never left it, so you're not going to be a shayim mesaka. You're not a shayimer b'chal. But kala umnim that are shayimrim will be a shayim mesaka. That's how the Bach learned up. Okay, so that's the second shita. Comes along the Shach, and here's a third shita. And by the way, this shita of the Bach, many Achronim say it, there's a Machne Ephraim, there's a Chasdei David, there are many Achronim who say, there's Aruch HaShulchan like that, there's a Deacon Knesset HaGdayla, who did Medayk in the Tour, many Achronim who go like that, that there's no chilek between a Schir Yoyim and a Kablin, but if they do work in the Bailam's house, then they're not even a Shemeh at all. The third shita is the Shach. The Shach in Sivkon Aleph brings down the Bach and goes even further. And says, not only is there no chilek between a kavlan and the schir yoyim, but even if they do malacha in the premises of the bailim, they're still going to be a shayim resaka. Call an absolute call a umnim shayim resaka. Sai kavlan, sai schir yoyim, whether they do it on their own premises, whether they do it on your premises, across the board, they're going to be a shayim resaka. So you have a three-way machloikis. Till they give it back. Tailors, cleaners. He's a shayim mesaka on that suit till he gives you back the suit. He's a shayim mesaka. He's going to kaif. If it's in the woman's house. Oh, it's not in the woman's house. Oh, it's by the Bailam? When you're not there, so that blives an automatic chazara? I don't know. I hear the shayla. I don't know. Okay, so that's really the Nesivis, excellent. So let's go into that. Nesivis asks, loy teshak, the Yeshayim Mesaka across the board, even in the guy's house. In fact, the Nesivis, we know Kol Hashemim need a Kinyan. So where's your Kinyan? Where'd you make your Kinyan? Now that kasha doesn't bother me, because we all know that Haskalas Malacha of Poyalim is a Kinyan. So, once you start doing the Malacha, Haskalas Malacha should be a Kinyan. Why Nesivis didn't have this, I don't know. It's Rishayim, the Ksai says it later. Oh, you didn't do any Haskalas Malacha yet? Okay, but I don't know if the Nesivis there is going to be any better. We'll see. So that's the Nesivis' Kasha. And for the Nesivis, with the Yesoi that he legs. You need a Kinyan. In order to be Chai for Shmira, you need to do a Maisa Kinyan. So where was your Maisa Kinyan? Bishlam, if you took it home, you have Meshika, Agbah, Chotza, like you have a bunch of Kinyanim. If you're working in the Bailam's premises, where was your Kinyan? What Kinyan did you? Don't have Chotza. Meshika doesn't work in Meshus. So, Hagbah maybe, if you were Magbiyat, if you weren't, what do you do then? So what kinyan do you have? So Nesiva says, a chiddush, Nesiva says that just like later on he said in Shin Mem, that by a shoyel or a seicher, and he starts off by Shayla, just like by Shayla, he says that hishtamshis gufa is a kinyan, like haskos malakim, but not haskos malakim, but to be mishtamish with an item, that you're getting anod, that you're being mishtamish with the item, that gufa is a kinyan, Shayla, if I borrow your item, I borrow your hammer, Bikaboy, if I knock with your hammer, even without a maisekinin, once I start using it, I become chayiv in its shmira, and chayiv in its einzin. So too, zokta nesivis, a seicher also his ishtamshus will be chayiv, will make him chayiv in shmira. And seemingly what he means to say, so too, an umin, once the umin starts to work on the item, it's like a hishtamshis, because he's getting hanor from the item, because the item's generating a wage from him. The second he starts to work on the item, that hishtamshis is going to be a kinyan. Unless you make a different kinyan, correct. You have to have a kinyan. So what kinyan? So this is a kinyan you could have. So b'kitzur, that's the nesivus' mahalak, the answer up with your kinyan. So not better. If you didn't start your umnis, you don't have the hishtamshis either. So I don't know. And once he's using the shamshis, why don't you say Haskalas Malacha? I don't know. But one thing... Right, good. Okay. So, say in the Knabbit, that's where it's going to come out. You won't be chai until you're done. Okay, and then even in your house. Okay, unless you do a different kinyan. Right, kotza. Ah, it's kotza. It's kotza. Ha, kotza, hagbon. Yeah, good. Fine. That's what the... Now, what the Nesivus fedeens, even though he doesn't tell you he's fedeening it, but he's trying to fedeen, I believe, is that if you look in Simon Shin Mem, when he says this Balitz Chiddush of his, that Ishtamchis is Chayiv, he says, he makes it a point to say, that you're Chayiv even if you Bishus Bailam. If I go into your house and I need a hammer to fix my watch, and in your house I take your hammer and I bang my watch, I'm Chayiv and Shmira in your house, even though I don't have any kinyan other than Bikaboy, even though I just have Ishtamchis. Ishtamchis is Chayiv and Shmira even if it's in Beis Bailam. So l'chayri, that's what the Nesivus are trying to fedin over here. That even though it's Beis Bailam, and even though the Bach has a cow with that, what do you mean Beis Bailam? Then where's it? No, Nostalik Shmira. Why are you ashamed? Let the Bailam watch it themselves. What's going on? And the Shach ignores the Bach. The Nesivus is l'chayri plugging into the Shach, that the reason why the Shach's ignoring the Bach is because here you have Ishtamshis. Just like you have Ishtamshis by a Shoyal and a Seicho, a Omen also has a type of Ishtamshis. Starting to do malacha on the item that's going to cause, generate a wage, that's his Ishtamshis, Memela, that will be Mechayiv and Meshmir, even Bebeis Bailam. That's what should come out from this Nesivus. A Chiddush, no, it's problems. Why don't we say it by Schiyus Bailam like this? There are a number of problems with the Nesivus, but that's the Nesivus is Mahalak in the Shach. Comes along Rav Moshe, because your mission. Pasha is back to hold that either he doesn't hold the Chiddush of Nesivus altogether, or if he does, maybe by Sheila, but not by Umin. Umin is not a Shtamshis. I'm not using the item, I'm fixing the item. So I'm getting Hanob, I'm having the item by me because that could generate income that I'll be able to fix it. Fine, but I'm not being Mishtamish with the item. Rav Moshe in Kesher Mishpat Chelak Aleph Siman Ayin has a different pshat, and Rav Moshe very simple in the Shach. Why the Shach wasn't bothered by the Bach's problem, and he says the following: he says the Bach B'Yisoidi is right that if the Bailam is there, why do I have to watch it? Let the Bailam watch it. But he says B'Mitzias it doesn't go like that. If I'm in your house, I'm working on your item. Let's say I'm in your kitchen. I don't know, fixing the kitchen cabinets, whatever it is. Problems, kitchen might be mechubal akakas kaka. I'm fixing your table, which is metalta. I'm fixing your table. Okay, it's true that you're there, but you don't sit home 24/7. You go out to learn, you go out to work, you leave the house. So it's very nice that if I won't be there when you leave the house, you lock the door and it's fine. But if I am there, it's not going to help you to lock the door because I'm inside the house. I'll open up the door. It means I have to be a chroy here because the Bailam can't stay home all the time to watch his item. He says it's very not practical to say that the Bailam were not mistalik mishmirasam. They have to be mistalik. They have other things to do in their lives and they can't leave it there. The Uman himself is there. I'll give you a better example. Moshe Zal Chadema, I'll give you a different idea. Let's say if I call the guy in to fix my leichter. Let's just say. And so if he's not there, I'll put away my laser, maybe I'll lock it behind the glass, maybe I'll put away that bichlal, no one can know where it is, so I'll do some type of a shmir in my house. But when he's working on my laser, I can't lock up my laser. So I need it out. So you can't tell me the bialim are there. The bialim's not there. I gotta go out. I gotta go learn. I can't stay in my house while you're fixing my laser. I gotta leave. So therefore, Zakhtar Ramaisha, that's why the Shach holds that you're a shami even bebeis bialim. Because the bialim were mistalek mishmirosam. But Ramaisha has a case where they were on, I believe his case was they were on a wagon together. The owner of the item and the Bala Gola were together on the wagon, and something happened to the item, got lost, got stolen. The Ramosha says, even the Shach will be Moida that you never became a Shema. The Bala Gola never became a Shema. Why should I watch it more than you? You're on the same wagon as I am. You watch it. The whole Shach Svara was, because the Beis Bailam, the Bailam have to leave. But with the Bailam are there together with the Umin, together with the Shema, then Avada the Shaks also made it to the Svaras Habach, Lo Nistalka Abayla Mishmirasim, and Memeila, you will not even be a Shema Chinam. You won't be a Shema at all. Because the Baila Madea, let them watch it themselves.
I'm giving you my life unless they're fixed. I'm honest to nostalgia myself from looking at the life. You're dealing with the life. I have no shakas. Forget about locking the door or anything. Here, you're working on the life. Oh, I got to sit there watching it that you shouldn't get hurt. You're the one working with it.
Some other people try to say that, or also that you still need a shmir to, while you're fixing it. So you have to have a special shmir not to damage it while you're fixing it. Sorry? No, you'll have to have the regular hukkah skin. I mean, you'll have to have either Agbah or Nesivis because of the tamshes. But in the kids, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, you have a three-way machloikis. The smaz machalik between a skir yoyim and a kablan. Kulam mamish, everyone argues with the smaz. You have a bach or the middle sheet that a skeyam and a kabbal are the same, but they're only a shem resacha when it's out of the balan's premises. But in the balan's premises, they're not even a shem at all. And you have the shakho that even in the premises, even a skeyam is going to be a shem resacha. La halakha, clearly we don't go like the sma. Everyone argues with the sma. But b'negeya, whether we go like the shach or the bach, that is, when you're in beis bailim, are you shoyim asacha or not, midei machlekes le'nafkes, is a chuvus chikrei leiv, who says it's a suffix, there are others all like that, toyefes reim, it's a suffix, ha'meitzim mekaver alavarai, even though most achroinim go with the bach, but you have a mishnah lamelech who goes like the shach, you have some achroinim who go like the shach as well, ma'mele midei machlekes le'nafkes. At the end of the day, there is no chiluk din eskei yom and a kablin, scratch that, there is no chiluk, not like the sma. But whether you're going to be a Shem Asacha or not, Bebeis Vailam is a Machloike Sachreinim. Okay, so let me, I think not. I think as long as the Bailam don't have to be there, then Avadi is going to be a Shem Asacha. Because let me bring it out even better. And what, with Chazara back and forth. Let me bring it out a bit better. Even the Bach, who says that you're a Shem Asacha, out of the house, but in the house you're not even a shema at all. The Bach says that's only in the case where you have no right to remove it from the Bailam's premises. But let's say I call you up to fix something. I don't, here's my watch. You come to the house, you make house calls. I don't care where you fix my watch. You can fix it in my house. You can take it home to your shop and fix it there. You can fix it wherever you want. And you decide you're fixing it in my house. Even the Bach will hold Avad Yerushalayim Asacha. He'll be moided to the Shach. The Bach is only talking about because Nistalka Abayim Mishmarasa, because you have to keep it in the Balaam's premises. But if the Balaam gives you a Rishus to take it out of his premises, even if you're still there, Avad the Balaam will Nistalka Mishmarasa. So if you're talking about a Balaam who's going out and in, like the Shach, so once the Balaam's out, so you see that he wants you to take on Shmir, because he's not watching. He wants you to watch it. So, Mamela, you're going to be a Shem Asakapach, even if Bailam comes in and out. Doesn't make a difference. You see that Bailam aren't watching it. They want you to watch it. So, Mamela, you're going to be a Shem Asakapach. Who? The Balagala?
No, the Balagala.
And the Balagala? Is the Balagala thing?
He's
gone.
Ah, yeah. I hear.
You mean, that was it. I want you to watch it while I'm sleeping.
I hear.
Okay. Fine. You're arguing on the Hanukkah Ramosha, the Balavatashan. Okay, fine. Mask it. The Nesivis? The Nesivis? Nesivis saying Pshat in the Shach.
Yeah, but it's very hard to say.
If you have once you have Rishus to take it out, you see that the Bailam want to be Nistalik Mishmirasan. Oh, where's the Kenyan? Haskalas Malach will be a Kenyan. without the, it's even saying the shimush, but midin hashtamshes. You could say it's dam, aschos malacha. Every screen is playing on aschos malacha zikinin, shulam nagimu. Sorry? I don't know if he had it or not. I'm not sure. Maybe he had it and he wanted to fadin wa your shame even bebeis bailim, so that's why he needed to come on to shimush. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what to do with the receivers. Why didn't he say aschos malacha? What's the problem? He's talking about whether the Bailam were nostalgic mishmira. If they want you to keep it there, they're not nostalgic mishmira. If they don't want you to keep it there, they were nostalgic mishmira. What kinyan do you make? Askal Malaka, Hagbar, whatever kinyan you make all the time. But you want to know whether they're nostalgic mishmira? And that depends if they allow you to take it out of the premises or not. All right. Right, but here I can't lock the door because you're a Yotzev Niknes. You're helping yourself in and out of the house. I'm locking you in. You can't get out of this house. I can't do that. So I need you to watch and protect the house because you're going to help yourself. You're going to need lunch. You're going to go out. You're going to need a tool. You're going to go out. You're going to need a part. You're going to go out. Not anything on the house because on that you don't make a kinyan, but at least on this item that I gave you, this item... I know, but on that you bechalal have no yachas to. You have no kinyan on those things. So bechalal, even if I want to be shomer, you never made a kinyan on them. On this chutz, you're making a shtamshes askalas malach as a kinyan. On the other items there, you didn't even make a kinyan. So bechalal, you can't be a shomer. All right, what happens if? Because that item you're working on, I think it's understood that you're working on it. Why do you have to watch this item? That's a svara. How vite I wasn't nostalgic shmir from this. Okay, if you argue, stay there. All right. Shaila that you raised before. What happens if you're the only woman in the city? You're the only one who fixes watches. You're the only cleaners in the city. So now you come to me and you give me the item. Do I become a shmir zaka because I'm cleaning it? So there's a chuvis hara karmel on chayshem mishpat beis and a shut koyle liyo chayshem mishpat chelik beis chayshem mishpat. The end of simun chav ches. They say like this, Hayoytis maz mechalik between his chir yemen a kablan. His first chilik was, whether you chose me bedafka over everyone else, a kablan you did and a chir yemen you didn't. So they say that if I'm the only guy in town, if I'm your only choice, you didn't give me enough for choosing me, I have you over the barrel. What's your option? Not all I mean. So you won't have your watch. You won't have your tailors. You won't have your suit cleaned. I'm the only cleaners in town. You have to use me. So since you have to use me and you didn't choose me, Leishava Kule Alma, that swear doesn't pass. And Mamela, they pass, and you're only a Shem Mechinim. One is Mesupik. He suggested, maybe says it's a Mesupik Velevariah, but they both go with the swear, Mamela, you're only a Shem Mechinim. And it's a Pella. It's a Havim in a Gemara that we threw out. It's Mamish a Pella. What do they want? It's Mamish a Pella. The Gemara says, if you would be right, then you should say it by Seicha too, and by Seicha you don't say it. So Al Kochuk is not a good svara.
Because you don't need to say it.
No, you see, it's wrong. Remeya holds that a Seicha is Keshem Achinam, Al Kochuk doesn't hold it as svara. Had he held it as svara, Zakta Gemara, then by Seicha it would have been a Shem Asacha. And yet you see Remeya holds the only Shem Achinam. So you see that the svara is not a good svara. It's Mamish Apeva. So you want to say at the end we went back to it. But you see that we didn't go with it. All the shame said, not like me. You see, at the beginning of the Ramah we held that a seikh is kashem azaka not kasir isvara. And a woman is like a seikh. So what's this svara going to help you? So the pele is it's fakir from a Gemara. But it's, like we said before, it's not their fault. It's really the smas fault. The smas fakir from the Gemara. The smas chiluk between a seikh and a kablin is geboit on this svara. And this svara the Gemara threw out. Baruch Hashem, I found that the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chikrei Lev and the Chubis Masham, the Masham and Chelek Aleph, at the end of Simon Lamaches, Chikrei Lev is in Chayshim Mishvah, Chelek Beis Hamak Beis, they all jump, so to speak, on the smile. Some of them bring it out, the Kasha Dera. But basically, this is a Havim Megamar that we don't go with, so this whole thing doesn't add up. So Allah Akhala Maisa, Avada, is going to come out that even if you're the only woman in the city, Avada, you're still going to be Shem Zaka. For two reasons, actually. One reason is because you're an woman who just like a Seich is a Shem Zaka. And the other reason, the Gemara that blives is Tafas Layagra. You have that too. So you have two reasons why you're going to be a Shem Zaka, even if you're the only woman in the city. All right. What would be Rabbi Say Nachashayla? What would be if Hiktim Loischarai? The Achrenim Mucha on this. Sometimes you have to prepay. Before you do the job, they insist that they want to be paid up front. You have to prepay part of it, all of it. Let's say you prepay the entire amount. He tells you the job is going to cost to fix his watch is $15, but you got to give me the $15 in advance. And you paid him up front. Is he going to be a Shoyim HaSachar now? If a woman is paid in advance, is he a Shoyim HaSachar? The Svar of Tafes Adai Agre, you certainly don't have. If it costs more, we'll talk about it. But the vowel that he told you, this is what it costs, and you have to be paid up in front, you paid him fully, you don't have the Svar of Tafes Adai Agre. So the Chayyah, this should be tally on the two terutzim of the Gemara. If you need Tafes Adai Agre to become a Shoyim HaSachar, you don't have Tafes Adai Agre. But if the reason why an Umar Shoyim HaSachar is intrinsically is a Shoyim HaSachar, but I know that he has this item to generate schar, he's generating a wage from this item, that's why he's a Shoyim HaSachar. Just like a Seichah is a Shoyim HaSachar, because I know that he has the item to use, so Memeli to be a Shoyim HaSachar even if you're paid in advance. Correct. You're better than Tafes Agre. You don't have Tafes Agre. That's what I'm saying. So as the Svar of Tafes Agre, you will not be a Shoyim HaSachar because you already got paid. I don't need the item as leverage against you to make sure to collect. I've already got my money. And but what's the Svar of Tafes Agre? I need the item as a mashkin. Here I don't need the item as a mashkin because I got paid already. So I don't have Tafes Agre, but I have the other Svar of the Gemara. This Shaila is a major tumult amongst the Akronim. And really, the Machne Ephraim is really, I guess, the catalyst of this tumult. Machne Ephraim in Shomer Mem Aleph, Peskei Teshuva brings it down, is because what he does is he shows you that there is a number of Rishonim, for some reason, when they bring down the Halacha, the Umish Kishrei Mazaka, bring down the Gemara of Tafes Adai Agre, which we don't really need, because we hold the Seichah is Kishrei Mazaka, so Umin is Kishrei Mazaka, Kipshutai. But for some reason, the She'iltis, and the Nemuk Yosef, and the Rav, he has a few, the Chuvas Ravan, he has a few Rishonim, who for some reason, when they quote over, why is an Umin a Shoyim HaSachar, they say, because he's tough as Leah Agre. Memele, he wants to suggest, a blitz chiddush, he wants to suggest, that the Maskonis HaGemara, the reason why you're Shoyim HaSachar, is only because he's tough as Leah Agre. And not because an Umin is like a Seichah. And he says, because really, an Umin is not like a Seichah. A Seichah has intrinsic hana from the item. The item itself I'm deriving pleasure from. I'm using it. Well, an Umin doesn't have intrinsic hana from the item. Having the item by him gives him the ability to earn a livelihood. But he doesn't benefit from the item itself. He has no direct hana from the item itself. I, the Gemara, compared the two Keseda. He says, no, the Gemara merely means to make a kal v'chomer. That if you're going to hold that even a seich is kishay mechinam, then kol shekein an umen is kishay mechinam. But if you hold that a seich is kishay mezacha, still an umen could be like a kishay mechinam. And the real reason why an umen is kishay mezacha is only because a tafas le'agre. A blitz chiddush. And Mamele, he wants to say it's makloikas yishayim. And Mamele, if you hiktim le'ischaroi, where you don't have this far of tafas le'agre, like those Rishonim, you will not be a Shoyim HaSachar, you'll only be a Shoyim Mechinam. And it's a machloikis, and Mamela might make real of a raya. If you're going to try to be Mechayiv the Umin, and he's Muxik, he got paid already, and the item's by him, nothing can do. You can say, let's make real of a raya, and I want to go with the Ravan, and the She'iltis, and the Muki Yosef, hold that the only reason why I'm a Shoyim HaSachar is because Tafas Le'agre, which doesn't pass over here, and Mamela, I'll only be a Shoyim Mechinam, and you won't be able to be mighty from this woman. This is a Machne Ephraim, a blitz of the Machne Ephraim. There are a couple of tshuvas to go like this Machne Ephraim, but it's a blitz of the Machne Ephraim. Now, the problem is that, like we started off the beginning of this year, the tour over here says, he lays down the hanocha. The reason why Umin is Kishay Mezacha is not because of Tafas Le'agre. The reason he's Kishay Mezacha is because he's like a Seicha. He derives pleasure from having the item by him. It generates income. So he's not like the Tur. He's not like Rashi and Tosis, Ritva, and the Ravid, and the Ramban, and the Ran. The whole slew of Rishonim that he's going against. He's mamish taking on. Tosis, he's mamish taking on all these Rishonim. And the Achronim, therefore, bomb the Machne Ephraim. They mamish a whole slew of Achronim. Is a who all hold that even though hiktim leiskara you're only going to be a shoyim mechinam. Even though you hiktim leiskara you're still going to be a shoyim mezacha because you have the svara that you have a know from the item. Is a kenesa gedola chazei David a ktsoyis a galiv masechta mishkan a saroyim a beishloim a nor kashuchon a nesiv is a kolali is on and on and on. Who argue with this Machne Ephraim? The Chikre Leiv says that you can't even say Kimli like this Machon Avraham. This Machon Avraham is such a blitz, far out Chiddush, hanging his hat on the Yukim of a few Rishonim, who anyway the Chikre Leiv says is not Rayas Bechlav on those Rishonim, and the Yitzchak Chanan also, and Be'er Yitzchak also says there's no Rayas on those Rishonim. But even at the end of the day, there's no real reason to uproot the Pshutei Mashmoy of the Gemara, that the reason why you're a Shai Masacha is because the Umin is Kasaika, and Mamel, even though Hiktam Leitzkarai, you're still going to be a Shai Masacha. However, comes along the Be'er Yitzchak, and he has a whole new perspective why you might only be a Shai Machinim if Hiktam Leitzkarai. There's a big Chiddush. There's a Be'er Yitzchak in Simen Vav. He says like this, in Chai Shemishvet Simen Vav. He says, Avada, the reason why your Umin is Shai Masacha, Avada, the reason is because you have enough from the item. Just like a seich has enough from the item, Yerushai Masalcha, so to hear you have enough from the item. But he gives a beer, a beautiful beer in it. He says, the reason why Yerushai Masalcha is because you need the item. You have to watch the item in order to generate Yischar. What happens if, while you have the item by you, it gets lost? And let's just say, forget what Dini Shmiri here, but it gets lost. You don't have an item to work on, so you can't generate a wage. You're going to come back to me and say, pay you. I'm going to say, well, pay you for what? You didn't finish your job, so I'm not paying you at all. Maybe I'll pay you for what you did till it got lost, but I'm not going to pay you the whole amount that we made up if you didn't finish the job. So you need the item by you in order to generate a wage. Not stam initially when it was given to you. You need the item by you, kiseida. You have a vested interest in watching this chayfetz. You need it every day to watch this chayfetz, because every day you need it to generate more income till you finish the job. So you need the item by you. Mamele comes along with a blitz, beautiful, it needs just a drop of agdama. But the halacha is like this, by Schir's poyelim, if you hire a poyel, I hire you to irrigate my field. V'ya yoyim, comes Monday, you're coming to irrigate my field. It rained already Sunday night. The field was already irrigated. I don't need you. Ma'adin. So Gemara says, I don't have to pay the poyel. When I made up with you, if there's any oinus why the item is not around or doesn't need your service, I'm off the hook. I don't have to pay you. Because if you wanted to be mechaidni, a guaranteed wage, even if the job is not negay, even if the item gets lost, you should have stipulated in advance when I hired you that you expect to be paid even if I don't deliver the job. For example, we have babysitters who charge you for the month, let's say, and they'll say, you bring your child, you don't bring your child, I'm getting paid. I don't care, excuse, the child has this fever, it doesn't make a difference. I want to be paid. So they made up. Fine, you made up, I call a fee tonight. If you want to be paid, even if it's an onus, you got to make up. If you don't make up, then the onus is on the poel. I'm the one, I'm the bailam. I have the money, I didn't pay you yet. I didn't pay you yet. Memela, you want to be meitzim for me. You want to say that I was mechayev myself to pay you even if there's an onus. You should have stipulated. If not, that's one agdama. Another agdama is a taisis, and there's a trumas adashin, and a minkus pitim, and others who hold that that's very good, because man, I didn't prepay the poel. But what would be if the tables would be turned, and I prepaid the poil, I asked him to irrigate my field, and I already gave him the money, and now it rained, and now there's no job. Or now for some reason I asked him to bring something in, I sent him to the harbor, because I'm expecting a shipment, take it from the ship and bring it to Lakewood, and the ship never came in, so there's no job. He went there, no job. What's the halacha? So normally, even though the oinis is the poyel's hafsid, but if I prepay the poyel, then I make him the yodel el yoina. And now if there's an oinis, I'm going to have to eat it. I'm going to have to pay him anyway. He can keep the money. Because now it's a faketum, it's a grevel of raya. If the bailam wanted to be potter, if there was an oinis, he should have stipulated, the bailam should have stipulated to say that, by the way, if there's any oinis that you're not going to do your job, I'm not paying you. And since they didn't stipulate, the poyel's going to win. Pashtus not. So comes along the Rabbi Yitzchak Kochanan, and he says a beautiful pshat. So now he says, let's go back to our sugya. He says, why is the Umin a Shai Masacha? It's because he has enough from the item that the item is generating an income from him. But he laid too, and the Umin needs the item to stay around in order to generate that income, because the item gets lost in the middle. It's a poil that has an einus, he won't be able to get paid. So Dr. Yitzchak Kochanan, but if he's prepaid, and now he has the upper hand, and even if the item gets lost, he's still going to be paid for his job. See, he doesn't need to watch it anymore. I have no vested interest to watch. Who cares? I don't care if it blows up. Forget it. It might be better for me if it blows up. I don't have to do the job. It's forget. You prepaid me. I have the upper hand. So I don't need the item to generate income. I got my income already, so to speak. I've had it. If it's around, I got to work. But I don't need the item to be here in order to be paid. Amelo, Tainet Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, that even though the reason why Oman is Keshay Mesachah is like a Seicha, like we Paskin, not like the Makarayim, the reason why is because an Oman has enough from the item, because the item generates income for him, but if he was prepaid, he doesn't need the item to generate the income anymore, because even if it gets lost, he'll be paid. Mamela, when you prepay an Oman, he suggests, he's Mesopik, he blives Sarachin, he suggests that it could be that your Taka will not be a Shem Mesachah, you will only be a Shem Mechinim. But even that he somehow gets to the same position as the Makan Ephraim from a whole different angle. Not like the Makan Ephraim who says that the reason why Yeshua Mezachah is because Tafas Ayaga, you don't have it over here. No, Avada, that's not the reason. The reason why Yeshua Mezachah is because you're like a Seicha. But if you're prepaid, you don't have enough from having the item by you. Memela, that's why you're not going to be Yeshua Mezachah. A Blitz Chiddush. The mind feels, like I said, there's a dozen or more Achreinim or old that you are Yeshua Mezachah even to get prepaid. And even Yitzchak Elchanan is only Masupik on his Svara. Lechara, his Sofik is not Mitzvah Medei Vada of all the Achreinim or old that Avadi Yeshua Mezachah, even if you're prepaid. Right, but he's just trying to say, I don't need, Avad, I need to work from the item. I hear what you say, that's how the other Achranim learned. But he's learning, no, I need it to be Shemirit. And here, I don't need that Shemirit. I don't have a vested interest in being Shemirit, because even if it gets lost, I'm going to get paid. Or even Gnei Vaveda. If I'm not Chayv for Gnei Vaveda, even if it gets lost, I'm Gnei Vaveda. Any type of Oinus that I'm not responsible for, so Mamela. All right. One more Shaila, Rabbi Yisrael, as we're ending, I just want to leave you with another Shaila. Say the child two different ways. Let's try it this way. I hire a pile to do something. I hire an Oman to do something. Let's say I hire him to fix my jewelry. I don't know, the bracelet, the snap keeps, the clasp keeps on opening. So I give it to an Oman to fix. So at that point, the Oman is a Shem Masako while he's fixing the bracelet. He gives the bracelet, and I paid him. He gives the bracelet back. I paid him, Gavaldik. 2 weeks later, once again, the clasp is getting loose. It's not closing well. Abrach, what am I going to do? I go back to the Oman and I say, remember 2 weeks ago you fixed my clasp. The Maisi didn't do such a good job. So please, fix it again. And the Kavana is that I'm not going to repay an Oman a second time. I paid you the first time. It wasn't such a good job. I'm asking to do it, no problem. Yeah, customer service, you come back, I'll do it again. And now it gets stolen. What is the Oman now? Very good. So let's L'chayra, it should come out like this. That if the Oman is M'chuyiv to fix it, that means this is still from the first round. He didn't finish his job. He did a bad job initially. So L'chayra, call the Oman Shrem Resachahim. So it should be a Shrem Resachah. The problem is you're being very good. That like the Machne Ephraim, the Ber Yitzchak, you won't be Shem Mezachah because you were prepaid. You got paid when you gave back the jewelry the first time. Now you already have the money, so you're prepaid. But the way we pass compassion, even when you're prepaid, you're Shem Mezachah, look, then you'll be a Shem Mezachah. However, he didn't finish his job yet, so he needs to do a good job in order to be paid. Because let's say he'll tell me, I don't want to fix it anymore, so you're going to ask him for the money back. So he's not entitled to the money until he fixes it properly. So memela he'll be Shem Mezachah. But very often it's not like that. Very often, al pi halacha, you really can't be mechayev the Oman to fix it again. He did a good job and you banged it again. Or he did enough of a good job, but you're mefakfek or you're a perfectionist and you want a better job. And for customer service, he's not going to argue with you, right? Avi, what happens when the person wants the punch list? He wants that vent is not totally straight. You fix it. You keep your mouth closed and you fix it, right? Even though maybe they're not entitled to it. You keep your mouth closed and it's customer service. You pay for advertising. There's part of paying. You swallow these things and you go on. So in those cases that you're really not mechuyev to do it, and you already got paid the first round, and this is like a second round they're doing bechinam, so you'd only be a Shem Mechinam. So you have to know, why are you fixing it? Do you have to fix it? Is it your fault or not? What would be, talk about Avi, same type of a shayla, we'll move it over. What happens if I hire you to, let's take a case. I want to get a case. I need both. Oh, very case. I move into a development. Let's say here on this block, developed 20 houses. I move into a development. I bought this house. It was $400,000, $399. Sounds better. And I buy this house, right? And then, okay, so I'm a buyer. I'm a mamish buyer. I bought this house, right? But then, if I move in, I give the builder a whole set of punch lists that he has to fix, right? And now he goes through and he fixes it. And while he's fixing it, he breaks stuff in my house. Is he a shemitz lacha on it or not? God, you know, they come, they'll fix the tiles, and while they're fixing the tiles, they'll break the bathtub. You know, that's how it goes. And then he gets on to fix the bathtub, he breaks the tiles. Goes back and forth, and you can be there for a few months. So this type of a situation, what is he on that situation? Now, Lamaisa is, he didn't start out as an omen. He built you a house. He was not your poel. You think he was your poel. He's not your poel. He's your seller. He decided to sell you a custom-made item, or semi-custom-made item. He's not your umin. The materials that he put into the house are not yours, are his. The land that he built the house on wasn't yours, was his. So he basically developed a property and sold you a property. So he's a moicher. The relationship you have with him is a moicher kind of relationship, buyer-seller relationship. It's not an umin relationship. But you need him to do the punch list later on, and now he's fixing things. On those items, is he going to be a shema sachar or not? Now, lechayit should come out, is if he's mechuyiv to do them, pashtus, it says, we need a riot to this, that pashtus, in my 399 licked, that he's going to deliver me a house, plus allow me for a punch list up to X amount of days, 90 days, 6 months, whatever it is, to come back with him with a punch list. So, in other words, if it's part of his job, but part of his commitment, his contractual commitment, Kumtais, he's really wearing two hats. He's a seller plus an omen. He's a seller on the house, and he's an omen on the remaining stuff of the punch list. In which case, he will be a shema sakha on all those items. Whatever, you know, it's metalton, you have other issues that you have to deal with. You have to make a kinyan, good. But he could be an umin on all those items. But if it's an item that really, he really shouldn't have to fix based on his punch list, but he's fixing it anyway because he wants to make you happy, so vaitus, it's not part of his umnis. On those items, he's only like a shem mechinam. So mamel, on those items, he'll be pati. He won't be chai for gnevavet, only be chai for pshia. Again, only thing is, by a house with a punch list, you have another issue, and that he's doing it on Beis Bailim. And Beis Bailim, you have the machloek is Bach and Shach. The Bach holds with Beis Bailim, and a slew of akrein go with the Bach, that you're not even ashamed at all. And later Shach and the Chaim, so you're going into another machloek. But let's say it'll be I bought a watch. I bought a chosin watch for my chosin, my item. I bought him a watch, and shortly afterwards, it's not working well. So I go back to the guy who sold me the watch, fixing the watch. If it's nichlal that he has to fix the watch, then on that he's going to be an umin, even though he started out as a seller. If it's not nichlal that he has to fix the watch, it's just good customer service, then he'll only be a shay mechinim, he won't be a shay mesacha. Alright, Rabbi, so we're finished. But Lined, the next week we'll take it, even develop a more halacha l'maisa.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.